Hey guys,
welcome
to a podcast about nothing
with V and AC. Because you always say it first.
Because it sounds better with
no,
your name.
No, it doesn't.
Going first.
It does. Just say AD and V.
No.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it does.
All right, we're here with black people today.
Black people. Hey, black people.
Hey.
Hey. Black people. All right, so
I'm so excited. We have a topic I'm interested in because all of you are black and happy and married.
I think you're just, yeah, I mean, you're just, that's an assumption.
That you're black?
No,
or
no,
you're
that
happy?
That's, yeah, that's an assumption.
Or that you're married?
Oh,
no, okay. You know that that's the truth. Oh man!
I just washed my hands.
Oh man!
Put my hand on.
Bring on.
All right,
let's introduce ourselves. Let's start.
I am Sherelle Duncan.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I am Sherelle Duncan. I am the wife of Black Boo Duncan.
I am Alfred Duncan. I am the husband of Sherella.
Ooh.
Now I'm just playing.
You
I'm the
a
husband.
Whole different level of coochie tonight. You didn't call me Sherella.
That's all it takes.
I am Adrienne McClanahan, wife of Mo Better.
Hey, Mo.
I am Maurice, regular guy, normal nigga, Adrian.
And if you guys can, please say how long you guys been married.
We'll be married for 3 years in October.
Ooh,
in 3 years.
That's great.
When is it? Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. Get it wrong. I did.
Bruh.
Oh, I like the bruh.
2 years. It'll be 3 next February.
Ooh, oh, we married. These are marital problems.
B, you can state yours too.
I mean, he not here. So what am I stating?
How long you
been married?
Dang,
to
it's
a
it'll
black
be,
man.
Ooh,
to a real black man.
He black in real life.
Yeah, that's my brother right there.
6 years this August.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're veterans.
Wow. I need to renew.
We got tenure. Where are my benefits?
I'm happy you guys are here though, because I'm not in your position. I have a lot of questions. So
okay. Go ahead.
Good. So great. We start now. Okay. So basically, my thing is, what does black marriage mean to you all? And I say black because everybody can get married. Like, I actually had a conversation the other day to get married to my best friend because benefits. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, there's some benefits to getting married. But what was the driving purpose to make sure you got married to a black woman or a black man for the women to make sure that this is working out for you guys?
I mean, for me, all I've ever seen was black love. I don't know what interracial relationships look like and how it operates. I know love is love and it really has no color, but I knew that black love, that's all I've known. My grandparents, my great grandparents, my parents, you know what I'm saying? My aunts and uncles. And so I've always only been attracted to black men. Like, the only person outside of a black man I've been attracted to was Ashton Kutcher, and he's a celebrity, right? But like, yes,
that's different.
Yes, Ashton Kutcher. I think it was just more so his personality. But when I met black, I never really wanted to be married for real, you know what I'm saying? But then when I met black, it was just like, oh my god. And I've always wanted like a really dark man, like
me
always
too.
I wanted to know, like, I heard that they were very aggressive sexually and all this other stuff, so I'm like, oh my god, that would be so fun to have a dark skinned man. so, but no, when I met him, I just knew that he would be perfect. He would be a perfect husband. He would be a great role model to my daughter. Like,
what changed your mind about that though? Like, what made you start thinking like, oh, maybe I could be married to this person?
It was his personality and how he treated me, how he made me feel. And I knew I never wanted to not feel that. And I knew that if I stayed, then I will always feel that. And I knew it would be certain times we would have our little stuff, but he will always make me feel really, really good. He would always make my heart feel good. You know what I mean? And he would always make me know that it's more to me than what people see. Yeah. And for him to know those things through, like, even bad times, I'm like, why would I want to be with anybody else when he knows these things about me and he still loves me unconditionally? So, yeah. Oh,
it's hard to follow that. For me, I think it's just the culture of black people is just so attractive. It's always been attractive to me. I don't think that I could be forever in love with anything else. You know, I'm just so attracted to our people, how we move, how we talk, how we, you know, make everything dope, you know, so forth and so on. And I just don't think that I could be in a lifelong partnership with anyone, you know, of the opposite, of a different color, because they don't embody that culture that I've grown it to love.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's good. Now, see, you had examples about, I had like one or two.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bunch of sporadic uncles, whatever, but my parents were never together. So when I was born, they weren't a thing, like, at all. So for me, it was important, you know, to be with someone who understands me fully. So that couldn't happen with somebody that wasn't black. But it was also super important for me because I was a single mom until I met that DJ had somebody that looked like him, someone he can look up to, someone he can relate to, someone he can talk to when he does not want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they have little weird whispering things on the side, but he has he has that safe space though, and I want him to always have that.
That's good. That's real good.
Do you believe that your partner is your soulmate?
Definitely, because I'm like extra nice, so I can't be with somebody that's gonna like take advantage of me or whatever. And I think she nicer than me. And my examples was probably Dwayne and Whitley, or Claire and Cliff, or Carl and Harriet, or something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm watching it on TV. I ain't really see it in the house. And my parents was together till I was like 9.
Mm-hmm.
But I also lived with an interracial couple. And I was like, it works for y'all. And it might have taught me not to judge or look at people funny when I see those couples out. But it wasn't for me. Like, there's too many common similarities or just things you have in common that I just don't think the other race might be able to relate to. Like, you could fully understand me because you're half of what I am. Like, you didn't experience the black male thing, but as a black female, you've been stereotyped or placed at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't have what other people had. So it's that there's the common bond there. So that's what it was for me.
And as it relates to soulmates, like, I'm humble enough to know that I don't have the biggest penis in the world. I'm humble enough to know that, you know, it's getting somewhere. It's getting somewhere. It's going somewhere. That I'm not the sex god, you know, that it's just, so I'm also humble enough to know that there may be somebody in this world who connects with my wife the way that I connect with her, right? However, the way that we're connected, I've never had a connection like this before in my life. Mm-hmm. And I praise it. I cherish it. It is so valuable to me that I will never give anyone the time to even experience that. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't give myself any kind of room to find out if somebody else is my soulmate because I found the one, you know?
Hold on. If you start crying,
I was literally about to start crying because because what he said, I don't want. I pray that I never ever meet someone that connects with me like my husband. If it's another man, I don't want that. I don't want to feel that. That's confusion to my heart, to my mind. I don't want to connect with another man the way I connect. Yeah, the way. And I know I'm human, right? And I don't ever want to feel what I feel with him with anybody else, like ever in life. I don't want to feel that. I feel like if I give this man time to make me feel that way, what's going on with me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking to you for this long, and I know you making me feel some type of way, and I know the way my husband made me feel. I've never felt like that before. And to be totally honest and transparent, I've been with a lot of men, not just in relationships, but I've been with a lot of men. I don't want to have a moment with any other man that I would share with my husband. I think that that's very sacred. And I feel like if I do feel like that about someone else, I need to check what's going on. Something is going on. And it may just be me being human, but my soul and my spirit is saying, I don't want that.
And what's dope about the mindset is that you're constantly choosing each other.
That's what I feel like relationships are. Like, I'm trying to get that through to my friends, because I'm only 27 years old, but I also feel like the older I get, the younger I feel. And like,
understood.
like the people I speak to on a daily basis, the people I have around me and stuff like that, it's like, you know, they don't understand that it's a choice.
Yes.
Every single day. Like,
yes.
every day.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, it's a choice every day. So I like that you said that. Like, yeah, I'm sure.
I would question God. I really would. I swear I would. If I mean, the fact that he said that, we probably gonna have a conversation in the car. Well, we drove different cars here, but we gonna have a conversation about that tonight. We gonna have a conversation about that, because I don't
ever doing that.
I don't ever. Yeah,
right in front of me.
We need to have a conversation. Yeah.
What you said earlier, we need to talk about
it. I don't want
to
feel like that.
But you know, it's crazy when people that aren't in a relationship ask you, how did you know this was the one?
Yeah.
Like,
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, but it's like you don't initially. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the moment when you
swore you did.
I knew we was gonna be I knew we was gonna be
an aha moment. I'm like, okay, this feels like it. That's what I'm waiting for.
No, I knew we was gonna be in a relationship. I didn't know it was gonna be marriage.
Were you looking for marriage before you got into a relationship?
I was looking for marriage when I was 21. I was actually engaged before.
Oh.
I almost made a horrible mistake.
Tell us about it.
she looked. All right, so I had spent 2 years in a house with my sister. I was babysitting my nieces. So, like, I wasn't getting out. I wasn't meeting anybody. So I had met my ex through someone that lived in my neighborhood. I actually went with him to his family reunion. You know, all the younger people hang out in the one room. Y'all playing cards, doing whatever. And she was in church. She had a job. She was going to school. So it just seemed like
right on paper.
The first person that seemed like I was so ready for a relationship with someone.
He was.
That.
Sorry.
You ain't even know me then.
Yes,
met,
I did.
You met me the year after.
It was the same.
You met me the year after. But nah, so like that's what happened. But I, like, maybe 8 months before it was even over, I knew I wasn't marrying her. I was like, what did I even get engaged for? I'm waiting for a reason. I'm waiting for the argument. I'm like, I need that argument for it to be real serious, so I won't feel bad about leaving. I'm like, even though I should just up and roll, it's like, I want your permission for some reason. But yeah, like, with Adrian though, like, we might have spoke on the phone a couple of days. We were together in like a week. I hadn't even seen her in person yet. We were in a relationship. She wasn't ready though.
Y'all met online?
For real?
We definitely met online. Alright, tell them how we met online.
On Twitter, in somebody's reply.
Black Twitter love. You know that Black Twitter.
It was Black Planet that day.
No, so Sunny on PGC does not like grits. I followed Sunny. I had been to a couple of her events. She was like, I hate grits. And I was just like, bro, what's wrong with you? Why?
Like, you like lamb's head.
Right. She eats the eyes and stuff. I didn't understand, but she don't like grits. I was like, what's wrong with you? But I was like, she not from here. I get it. He hops in to reply, hey, Adrian. I was like, okay, hey. That's how I am when I meet people. It's just.
What you want? What's your aim?
Right. Me too. But then, like, a few days later, he shows up on Facebook in my inbox. He was like,
I still don't know how.
Bro, you did that. I wasn't looking for you.
I don't know how.
What did I say when you asked me, where do I live?
Oh, yeah. She was like, why? Why you want to?
I was like, no, he said, where do you live? I said, in the state of Maryland.
Like, I did. All right, so look, I don't drive, right? So I was trying to figure out, like, if she lived in Waldorf and I was gonna have to catch a flight to see her. Like, I was just trying to see how close she, like, do you live in PG County? Is what I was trying to figure out.
Funny enough, live 10 minutes around the corner from her.
Wow.
If it was that far.
And then the day he asked me to be his girlfriend, it was kind of like, shut up and let me love you. I was like, excuse me?
I was like, oh, that's right. You just need
to I was at work, and then I hung up. But I was at work, so I hung up on him. I was like, what?
But it's crazy because we was like, the phone conversations were on some... That high school, no, I'm not sleepy. You get off the phone first. Like, we on the That's phone for cute. A long time.
Oh, right, you're old down. As hell.
So, yeah, so when I asked her, it was just like, she hung up, got off the phone. Yep, it's like, I'm going to call you back. Then she called back. She was like, okay, yeah. And then got off the
and
phone
then
again.
Hung up again.
What were the words you said? Did you say, would you be my girlfriend?
No, he said, shut up and let me love you.
Yeah, I might
That's
have.
Why I was like.
I might have. I don't doubt
he you. He did. That's why I hung up.
Girl,
I was like,
girls
who are you?
Remember, I'll tell
but
you
I was yes, like, he was crazy. Very sure about what he wanted. It wasn't a, all right, let me figure out what we're doing. He was like, no, this is what we're doing. I was like, oh, excuse the hell out of me. I'm still going to call you back. I was like, it's too early in the day for this.
Did it make you feel good, though?
It did.
Then she started
no,
off.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. Because
she got a few phone calls.
But, I mean, but I got hit in my DM. Well,
but then she
I
started off the relationship being supportive. Like, the first time we went out, like, maybe a couple days later, we were, I had to perform a verse on somebody's show set at the Fillmore. So, like, we went there, then we went to eat and went to the movies. But it's like, you're coming to watch. I'm telling you now, like, I know a lot of people. You about to see this is Mo better. You're not even you don't get to experience Maurice first, unfortunately.
Everybody just think I apparently because I didn't know who they were. It was like she was like, you weren't very welcome. I ain't know you.
Yeah,
I'm
so
sorry.
Apparently I slept with everybody because that's the look she gave them.
My last relationship, he cheated on me and got her pregnant. Bro, I was not
Ooh,
that
girl.
Open.
I'm sorry, but I was not that guy.
Baby mama in a relationship drama.
Yes, baby. Yes.
So I do want to ask you, because I heard you mention TV earlier, and one of the questions that we actually had, well, for me, was how important was, like, TV depiction of black love to you?
I mean, like I was telling you earlier, you know, like, it really wasn't about TV. It was just entertainment. It was more so, like, I saw black love in my home, you know what I mean? So TV was just entertainment. Like, my mom and dad, they weren't super happy in love, like all kissing on each other. Like, they argued, you know, they would curse each other out, like, so bad in 1 second, and then the next second they're talking, you know what I mean? And also they showed me what being a team and a unit is. Like, my mom and dad didn't let, like, anybody, family or friends or anybody, dictate what the marriage looked like. Like, so if my mom's family felt some type of way about my dad, she really didn't care. Like, it probably would hurt her to not talk to her sister or her brother for a few days because they got into it. But ultimately, it was her and my father, period. And the same with my dad. So I learned what marriage is supposed to be, but I didn't have the desire to be married. I wanted to travel the world. I didn't want any kids. I didn't want to be bogged down. Like, I honestly legit felt like I wasn't supposed to be with one man. Like, I would have a guy and this, wherever
I feel
go,
like
here,
a lot of us feel
here.
Like that too.
That's really how I felt. And I think that was just a part of me rebelling because I saw marriage so much. So it's like, I maybe want to try something different because I see what this gets you. How does not being married, what does that get you? So yeah, TV didn't really have a big impact on how I view black love.
Okay.
I had something to say as a follow-up, but now I have to like go left because we just had a technical difficulty, right? And coming back from the technical difficulty, Sherelle the actress, you know what I'm saying? Because she's
she delivered
an actress,
it the same
she's a legit
way.
Actress now, right? And I seen Black smile and how proud of how he was, how she just went back to that.
Right back, like it was young, nothing.
Like, it was adorable in his face. Like, I was like, Slim, that's how you know you're in love. Like, you legit proud of her for that.
That's
that was
real.
Crazy.
That's real.
Yeah, I was proud of you. Thank you. Good job.
So I'ma just start talking.
Never missed a beat. Like it was scripted.
Like verbatim.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Remember that conversation we had when I called you?
Earlier, right?
Oh my god.
No,
which one?
In the car, and you were like, yo, I'm so scared before the first show.
Oh my god.
And you were like, I don't know what
every conversation
do.
We have, one of us is crying. Either one of us.
Don't
or
be putting my business
crying.
Out
okay,
there.
Okay,
okay.
What you crying about, B?
Don't nobody know I be crying. Okay, oh, okay I be okay, crying okay, with okay. you. Okay,
gangsta. That's safe. She doesn't cry. She doesn't cry.
I don't be crying. But no, yes, one of us is crying every time. Yeah, every time.
All the time. Because we love each other and we really do care about one another. That's black love too.
Aww. Mm-hmm. I like you.